Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Social Services in this morning. Always good information, and we are going to talk about a whole bunch of topics that really impact all of us in Spotsylvania, but around the region, too. Amy Swift is here, the director of Spotsylvania Social Services. Melanie Barrow is here, the deputy director. And the CSA program administrator, Leah Nelson, here this morning. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
It is so good. And you all said that so together. You guys could do a little, before we get out of here, we could do a little choir.
Nice.
Let's sing some holiday songs.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, and do that.
Amy's ready for that.
Yeah. It is so good to have you all in here, because like I said, every time you've come in, Amy, I've always said, as you've walked out, I learned so much more. There's so many layers. There's so much that social services does that many of us just don't understand. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think this is really valuable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why I appreciate you allowing us this platform to help share that with the community, because there is so much that we do. Our entire purpose is to serve the community. And we do that in such a variety of ways that I think that the population doesn't even know half of what we do. And so I really appreciate that you give us this time to come and chat with you.
Yeah, no, the very first time you came in at the end, it was just like, wow, you do all that? And it's because there are certain things that you do that people know about, and that's all that they think you do. And mm-hmm. there's a whole lot more to it. We've got a lot to cover today, so we'll jump right into it. The Children's Services Act, CSA, is what we'll start off with. And so since we have the CSA program administrator here, I guess that's you, Leah. But overall, this, as I have read up a little bit on this, this is a big deal.
It is. And it was, what year was it that they pulled
1993?
Funds?
1993.
Mm-hmm. And so all of this money used to go to a whole bunch of different entities, schools, CSB, social services, juvenile justice. And, you know, at one point they changed the legislation to pool all the money together. And I guess that was in 93, so that it would encourage collaborative thinking and people working together to serve the children in the community. And so that's how the Children's Services Administration came together, CSA. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty complex beast, I would say. But I think it's pretty effective in the way that it operates. And I'll let Melanie and Leah get into those details. But it's a resource in the community I'm not sure the community knows a lot about. And you don't even have to be involved in social services. You can come to us through any of the arms that are involved. Mm-hmm. You know, whether that be the community service board or whether it be the schools, any of those entities can utilize this funding. And in Spotsylvania County, it's a $12 million budget. And that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just for Spotsylvania.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you called it a complex beast, because as I read about this, I thought there is a lot to this. And like you said, I did not know any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And as I looked at it, I thought it really does impact a lot of people. But I did think a complex beast is a great way to describe it. That there really are a lot of points mm-hmm. to it. But it's out there. I guess it's out there to help families mm-hmm. and children.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm a little newer to the CSA world. I've worked in a child serving agency for many years, but I've been familiar with it, having worked in one of those like sister agencies for the Department of Juvenile Justice. So coming over here, knowing that in Spotsylvania, like, we're focused on families, like they are the best people to help make decisions about
sure.
themselves. They're the pros about what their needs are. And so I've really enjoyed that piece of CSA and that process, and really making sure that families are inclusive in decision making and service planning.
It's so interesting that you say it and you describe it like that, Leah, because I think a lot of people would think, well, if this is some kind of an, you know, that they're, you're not thinking about families and you're just coming in and saying this is what you'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to say that right up front shows that, that that's such an important piece to this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we absolutely, I come from a place of wanting families and kids to be a part of that development of the service plan. It improves motivation and an investment in that service and the well-being of that family unit. So I don't think any of us here would like it if somebody just dictated to us what we were going to do in our with our families. So making sure that their voice is heard, I think, is super important.
Yeah. When does a person come either to social services or you go to families and say, this is a program you need, or this CSA is what you need to, what we need to work with?
So I think sometimes, so we have all of the different case managers across all of the different, I'm calling them sister agencies. I don't know if that's the right word. So you have case managers from the schools, from the CSB, from DSS, from CSUs.
Yeah.
And they may, through their work with knowing the youth and the families that they're helping, may say, you know what, I know that we need this and we can access it through CSA. But then there's other times where case managers will bring the families in and we'll just kind of talk and have kind of like a conference of what could be out there in the community that we could help with. And I'm learning in this job that CSA can be very creative and mm-hmm. open-minded. And so it's not just you can only do this and approve this. It's bring it to us and we'll talk about it. And if it's going to benefit the child and the family, we'll see if we'll do our best to see if we can make it happen.
And I also think collaboration is so important, because when you're a case manager working with a family in your area, there are other professionals that can come in and offer different resources or just a different way of thinking to support the family.
Yeah.
And so this is a way to really force collaboration, because you can't do it in a tunnel, right? You have to do it as a collaborative team. And I think this definitely forces that. And it also helps support the families, because then the families know that it's not just one area that I can get support in. And then you also determine that there may be other things that you can get support in, not just in school or not just in mental health or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take a quick break. We'll pick up on that. It brings up something I just thought of. Good stuff this morning already with Spotsylvania Social Services. Leah, Melanie, and Amy here this morning. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Amy Swift, Melanie Barrow, and Leah Nelson here this morning from Spotsylvania Social Services, as we are talking at the moment about the Children's Services Act and some of the things involved there. Melanie, before the break, when you were talking, this whole thing is complex as it may be. I mean, you all make it sound like you know where to direct people and who to get involved, and just the fact that it's not a one size. I mean, you want to work with the family. It's not a one size fits all, and there may be parts of this that some people need, others don't.
Correct.
And that kind of thing. There's flexibility here.
There is flexibility. And I think coming to what we call the FAPT meeting, Family Assessment Planning Team meeting, where you have professionals from each entity, the schools, the Department of Juvenile Justice, as well as CSB, DSS, that come, they sit on this multidisciplinary team to talk to the families about their needs. Talk with the case managers to say, okay, here's what we've already tried. Here are some options, you know, and kind of reviewing it every 90 days. And so if a family comes to FAP and services are recommended and it's approved, then they have to come back every 90 days because we want to make sure that the services are what the family needs and it's working.
Interesting. Well, and the fact that when you talk about, you know, social services or in public schools, the community services board, mm-hmm. the court services unit, you know, parents, private providers, all of these, we all know and or, you know, have had, or, you know, we may know about all of these. The fact that you all work together, I think, is so interesting. That's not something that you normally we normally hear about. But the fact that you all are all working together and that really, I would think, is a good thing for families.
Oh, it's excellent. You know, I think coming together as a team, it helps, one, the families know that they are supported, but two, there are so many, the professionals that sit on the team have been doing this for years. And so they bring their level of expertise. And so when you have everybody in the room doing that, it's just, it's amazing, you know, and I think that this program shows that we can work together no matter what locality you're in, no matter, you know, what area you're in, profession you're in, we can work together for the good of the family.
And boy, the good of the family, I would think, is really benefited because, like we said just a second ago, you might not need some of these, but there may be some experts, even if it's just one in one area that can really impact a family.
Yes, and sometimes you come, the workers come or the family come and they think they need this, but then someone in the room will say, well, have you decided or thought about this? And it's like, oh, maybe we should just kind of see what this is about, you know, rather than just putting our eggs in one basket. I just think having multiple people in the room helps for that collaboration.
Because you all have different strengths and different different trainings in different areas.
Yes. And I think being creative, thinking outside the box, and Leah alluded to that earlier, is that we have an opportunity to think outside the box and help families start to think outside the box.
And I guess in some cases you've got families that are coming, or families that you're working with that may feel like there are no good answers here, and that's what this whole CSA thing can provide good answers.
Absolutely, and we have a great team of FAPT. We have two different multidisciplinary teams that meet, and right now we actually have one parent representative that sits on those FAP teams, and she is phenomenal at making sure that families feel welcome and advocating for them. She gives her number to them to say, you know, if you have any questions after this. So we're trying to make CSA is built to be a very family-friendly process, but it can be intimidating when you come into a room with all of these professionals sitting around tables. Yeah. So the family rep they're a key teammate on those FAP teams. And just to plug, we are looking for one more family representative in Spotsylvania if somebody would like to sit on FAP every other Tuesday.
So what does that person do?
So use their experience, whether it be with one of the agencies that sits on FAPT, whether it be just lived experience in their childhood with their own children, with their grandchildren, and just being able to be a supportive person to the families that are coming in. So they feel welcome. It's like their ally. Everyone in the room is their ally, but they are really meant to be their ally. They're like, I'd call them like a credible messenger. Like, this can work for you.
Yeah, to walk into a room, I think that would be kind of intimidating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, a lot intimidating.
Yes.
Even if you were all smiling. And
yes.
Well, and often you have to remember, too, that when people are involved in this type of process, it's usually not for something that's very positive that's happening in their lives.
Yeah.
And so they're already coming with an element of stress or distress. Mm-hmm. And so to come into that environment, I think, just can only add to that. But I think we do a really good job of trying to calm that process and put people at ease. And people can come to this process even without a case manager. Any citizen could just call and say, I have exhausted all of my resources and I need some help. And can I get in on a fact meeting or mm-hmm. something to that effect? Mm-hmm. So they don't even need a case manager. Any citizen could do
okay.
this.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting mm-hmm. because you can think of situations where someone might need something like this, but right. you to know that it doesn't have to rise to some certain level to be able to use this.
That is so key, because I think sometimes people think if I get involved with social services, you know, this is going to explode to something different.
I was just going to say that, yes, because if someone were to say, "Well, I'm going to take this and you know, this is through social services," I probably would have said to somebody, do we want to do that?
Right. I think you think of CSA as a resource.
Yeah.
Right? Just a tool in your toolbox. And if nothing else, you're getting more information about how to best support your family. You know, and I think if you think about it from that perspective, people are more likely to reach out, and some of the fears are calmed, because it's not about us coming in and telling you what to do, but more so being a resource to help connect you to the community.
Yeah. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Can you guys give some examples of when that's happened or what type of resources we've provided to families?
Mm-hmm. So recently, I've had a few emails, phone calls from citizens throughout the county. There was one in particular where this person needed some help. And I think everybody thinks DSS equals help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everybody, but when there is a need.
Yeah.
And so this person needed something like that was completely out of our wheelhouse. And so I directed him the best that I could to, I don't want to say too much detail, mm-hmm. but to other agencies.
Sure.
And so I think, you know, gave him the people to call, the numbers to call, the websites. And so just making sure that we aren't leaving people hanging, even if it isn't a CSA thing or something that needs to be addressed. It may down the line need to be addressed or could be addressed with CSA, but in that moment, I didn't feel like it was right to just say, nope, sorry, we can't help you, and then not give
yeah.
a resource.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just the fact that people are called, that people would call for something, you know, that they felt,
absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure that makes you feel good to know that, because that's what you're there for.
Yes.
You're not there just as an enforcement arm. You're there to be able to provide help. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. for someone to look to and just say, I don't know who to call or what to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's been really great for me, again, being very new to this position, being able, I came into this position knowing some of the players from working in the county a long time ago, but feeling like I can reach out to other entities
yeah.
at the CSB, at the schools, and say, I don't know what we need to do or what we could do. Like, can I pick your brain? And everyone has been fantastic and just so open to wanting to help. And be creative and think about different resources in the community that could be worthwhile.
And I would think that you would also run into a situation where the more people that get involved, someone may have some background. Melanie, you might have some background mm-hmm. in something that, you know, that no one else does, and so you're able to say, I know exactly who you should talk to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's the purpose of the FAP team.
Yeah.
Is to be able to bring you're a complete resource. And I think, you know, we do a really good job of just, you know, collaborating and talking about those things and rebuilding CSA in Spotsylvania County. And I think people are getting more comfortable. And I always say, just ask the questions. You don't know what the answers are going to be, but just ask the questions.
Yeah. Well, and just like the example you gave of, mm-hmm. you know, you did, it was not something that you knew that you had someone in house that it fit, but you did know some other agencies or some other people that could
yes.
might be able to help them.
Yep, and communicating with that agency and saying, I think the next day I reached out and was like, hey, just wanted to give you a heads up. I sent this person your way.
Yeah.
So they have, you know, the background that I have and can be prepared.
We also have a lot of families that come in for mental health support that they don't have insurance, or Medicaid won't cover the mental health insurance for their children. And this is a common theme we've seen, especially, I think, with this upcoming generation post-COVID. And those are expensive services that families can't afford. And they'll come to CSA for funding because every other avenue they've had to pay for it has been exhausted. And I think that that's really valuable because it allows us to help keep this child in the home. If we can support this family to get these mental health services, we can then support keeping this family unit together. And I think that that's, you know, an important thing for everybody to understand when you're coming into this CSA program, even though it's under the DSS umbrella, it's a whole group of entities within the county that are working together to help your family stay in one piece.
That is, go ahead.
And I just want to piggyback on that for the mental health. It's also not just the children, but the families. Mm-hmm. So parents, you know, and I think sometimes as parents, we get overwhelmed and, you know, trying to process our child's behavior, what's happening, what they've experienced, our own behavior and our own trauma. The services are there to support the family in its entirety. And just like Amy said, in terms of trying to keep the child in the home, but keep the family unit together, secure and stable.
That's so interesting. The idea that we're not just talking about, we tend to think in probably maybe a lot of these cases are children related, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be just that.
So usually they're coming for services for their child, but we realize that it's not just specific to the child. There's something happening in the household that's creating whatever situations that's happening. And so being able to assess what the needs are. And sometimes the child may not be able to remain in the home because of said behaviors or needs, right? So the program can support that. But we're also supporting the families to make sure that the child and the family gets what they need to be able to kind of reunify and stabilize.
And Amy, one of the things that you said I think is so interesting, because I can think of and know of situations of where people did need, there did need to be some mental health involvement, but because of the cost, it was never explored. It never went anywhere because it was looked at and just said we can't possibly afford that.
Right. Mm-hmm. No way I can afford it. And so it stops there.
Yeah.
And, you know, then the problem, of course, just escalates and snowballs. And so, yeah, that's one of the big messages I want to make sure people get is if you've exhausted resources, you know, make sure you've exhausted ours first, or, you know, before you give up, because we might be able to help.
If people want more information about social service, you know, if I'm at the end of my rope or just looking for some answers, do I just call, just call your office? Mm-hmm. Is that the best way to do this?
Yeah, just call the main line and let the person who answers know what you're looking for, or you know, or if sometimes people don't even know what they need, and so sometimes it's just a matter of saying, hey, this is my situation, where can you direct me to? And the person who answers the phone should know which way to point you.
Take a quick break and continue on this morning. Good stuff as we talk Spotsylvania Social Services this morning. Leah Nelson is here. Amy Swift is here. Melanie Barrow here from Spotsylvania Social Services. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's coming up on 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
It is Spotsylvania Social Services in this morning. Melanie Barrow is the Deputy Director, Amy Swift the Director, and Leah Nelson, the CSA Program Administrator, all here this morning from Spotsylvania Social Services. And again, a big thanks to you guys for wanting to come out and to do this kind of thing, to get this word out, because these kinds of programs and these kinds of activities, a lot of us don't know about it. And like you said, Amy, and I can think of things in my own life with my own family that something like this might have been a help. And in different times and different cases, and you just thought, I don't know who to go to, or if we were to go to someone, we can't afford that.
Right.
And there are social services, there are programs and things out there that you all are able to provide people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's a large budget that we have. And a lot of, and I don't know the percentage off the top of my head, I don't know that a lot of people know this, but we pay for the private day schools also through this funding resource. Sure. And that's a significant percentage of this budget. And that is, I don't know if you're familiar with private day schools, but when children can't be served within the school, the public school system,
yeah,
that have IEPs, and they have to be served in schools that can attend to their higher needs, that funding comes through the CSA budget. And for Spotsylvania, do you know the percentage off the top, either of you? I think it's
quite high. I want to say
40%.
Is it? Okay, yeah. I was going to say higher than that.
Yeah, I was going to say like 50%.
But yeah, it's a significant amount.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So how does all this work as far as just like the process? Because you mentioned, Leah, needing, you know, that there's, you could use another...
Right.
Another citizen. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously layers to things, but just however, how does this work?
So I feel like I'm being tested on my new role. So if a need is identified by a case manager or a member of the community, they will call or email the CSA office. We have our own email address, which is spotsylvania.csa@dss.virginia.gov. And I've actually gotten some emails from citizens in that manner.
Okay.
And so you just request, you say, this is the need. This is how soon I may need this need. Can I schedule a time to come in for FAPT? Most of the time, it's the case managers that are familiar with the process that are reaching out. So we schedule with them. We have a schedule set out for 2026, so we know, what time slots we have available throughout the entire year, and people can pick their slots and let us know. They have to fill out some paperwork, and it's a lot of, like, background information, some collateral information, just to help paint a picture of what that need might be.
Sure.
And then come to FAPT, bring the family, if the child wants to come, any natural supports, to be able to advocate for the family and express what the need may be. And then the team meets, like I said, every Tuesday. We meet all day, most of the time, from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and every 30 minutes have case managers come in. FAPT is where planning meets compassion. The FAPT teams help prepare and develop service plans and goals with the family and the children, and then once we get through the FAPT process, it then bumps up to what we call CPMT, which is the Community Policy and Management Team. Mm-hmm. So that's all of the, that is another multidisciplinary team that consists of a lot of the leaders of the agencies that are involved in this process. And they are kind of like that strategic engine of CSA. So they oversee a lot of what I do. They help set policies in Spotsylvania, and most importantly, they approve that funding. So they're that final stop when it comes to, you know, is this appropriate and is it manageable? What I really like about CSA is all of the different layers of people that are involved and all of the different eyes that get placed on these needs.
Yeah.
Because at any point in time, somebody could say, well, did you think about that, or what about this, or maybe we should pivot and go this way. So it really is a really good process.
Well, one of the things when you said planning meets compassion, and that goes back to two, when Melanie, when you talked about just a whole, there's a welcoming to this whole thing, because all of these things, again, just as a regular person, when you look at, you know, the Children's Services Act, Family Assessment and Planning Team, Community Policy and Management Team, it's all very government.
Yes.
Very government sounding and acronyms. But when you talk about planning meets compassion and welcome and, you know, talk to us, mm-hmm. that does make it really real.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's very real. You know, I have ideas of, you know, we've had children come into our FAP meetings with their parents, and I've asked if we can use some of our budget to get fidgets and coloring books and, you know, just things to keep kids busy, or that's, again, the purpose of that family, that parent representative, just making the environment more welcoming. Not that it isn't, but just how can we make it better? I come from a background of quality assurance, and so it's like ingrained in me to look at something and to say, this is great, but what else can we do?
It must be a great feeling when you are able to, you start seeing somebody who's helped and it's working.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm monopolizing this right now, but we had a fantastic FAP meeting this week where it was a youth that was in foster care and had kind of graduated on to what they call Fostering Futures. And she's a senior in high school. She's doing dual enrollment at Germana. She's applying to UVA in William and Mary. She has two jobs. She has a car. Like, that meeting ended and everyone in the room was just like, wow, that's amazing. And the work that DSS, that case manager, had done over the years with this child, and just all of the different resources that were available, clearly helped to get her, and she's just a great kid. But it was really, it's nice to hear those things.
Yeah. Just to see that this does work and that there's hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing, because I would think if you get to the point where you do have to reach out and whatever the situation, you might be losing hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also think, too, realistically, sometimes these cases are very challenging. And so I don't want people to think they come to CSA and we have a magic wand and it's like, psh, all your, you know, issues are gone.
Yeah.
It's really about, let's identify what those issues are and how can we support and put a plan in place to help support you through. And to your example, this young person, you know, came through the system and the support was we never gave up. And I think that families need to understand that everybody has to work, not just the professionals, but the families have to put in work as well.
Yeah. And it may take some time.
Mm-hmm.
That this isn't like watching a TV show, and I come in the beginning of November, and by Christmas we're all a happy family.
Right. And I do want to plug our admin team, because CSA's team is a small but mighty team.
Yes.
And so we have Leah, and then we have two administrative, three professionals, and then we have one of our eligibility workers on the team, and they tirelessly work to make sure that we are processing these requests and that the funding is right and that we're in line with, you know, the Office of Children Services and federal and state guidelines. And so I just wanted to show my appreciation for Leah and our admin team.
Yeah, they're amazing, and they've really helped me to transition into this role. I absolutely couldn't have done it without them.
Well, and the fact too, that, I mean, Spotsylvania is a big county. There's a lot of us in Spotsylvania, and I'm sure that you don't have nearly enough people that you'd like to have to be able to meet some of these needs, and so there's that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's doing a lot of, wearing a lot of hats and doing a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think when you have a team, you have a leader like Amy, and you have a team that show up for each other. I think the work is challenging, but when we're there to support each other and show up for each other, it makes it easier, and it makes it worthwhile because your team is there to support you.
Well, and like you said, Melanie, and that was a really a good check to talk about, the fact that some of these are really tough cases. Sometimes everything's different, and everybody's different in how they handle it, but some of these cases, I'm sure, have to be really, really challenging and take a lot of time to come to some resolution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And sometimes when families come, you can see on their faces, they're tired. They feel I just don't know what to do or where to go. And, you know, for us, it's more, let's encourage you, you know, like let's sit down and really talk about what's really happening. Right. Let's be transparent. Right. So that we can help support you, you know, in those ways. So, yeah, it is tough. But I think if people realize that they put the work in, the providers put the work in, those that are supporting them put the work in, you'll see some positive progress.
It seems like that just the areas that you're working in and involved in, there's a lot of under the heading of CSA services, you're doing a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
Yes, I'm learning. I'm learning quickly. CSA, there's a lot of behavioral health services out there. Mental health services, special education, foster care, independent living, residential. The other thing that I'm learning about CSA is building relationships with providers. Mm-hmm. So we can't deliver the actual service. CSA doesn't deliver the service. We have to seek people that have the licenses and ability and education to be able to work with our children and families. And so relationship is really important as well when it comes to building, you know, kind of a big pool of options to be able to use our creativity and mm-hmm. say, well, they do this really well and they're specializing in this treatment at this agency. Maybe we try them. So we can't do it without them for sure.
Amy, I guess for you, you've got to feel at times that, and that's why I think it's great that you guys wanted to come in and talk about this and what's involved, because I'm sure you sometimes look at situations or you see situations and think, if only they had come and utilized these services.
Yeah.
And that would be the frustrating thing, that, like you say, there are services and there's money here to help you in different ways.
Yes. And in my role, Melanie and I staff a lot difficult cases when they rise to our level. And we're often saying, well, have we tried CSA? Can CSA pay for this? And have that conversation. And I sit on the Spotsylvania CPMT board with, and that's where the executive levels are overseeing what FAPT has approved. And I really appreciate that group as well, because I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go to CPMT and ask them about it, because you have all of these high level executives, and we have a board of supervisor, Lori Hayes, who sits on it with us, where we can have that dialogue and answer a lot of questions in a short period of time, because everybody's in one room finally. And how often do you get that?
Right.
You know, I've got our chief financial officer in there for Spotsylvania. We've got the board of supervisors. We've got the DJJ director. So it's a great opportunity, I think, for us when we have these things that are very complex to work out, to say, hey, I have this issue. Does anybody know, you know, how to approach this, or any other way we can, you know, help this family? And you'll the schools will pipe in and say, well, did you know about this? And well, we've tried this before. And then Department of Juvenile Justice will pipe in and say, well, yeah, we've used this before. And and it's just such a support, I think, to have in the community. And it is a complex beast. You know, there are so many layers to the use of this funding. It goes all the way up. You know, it starts here with the citizen, then you have FAPT, and then you have CPMT. But then you go above there, and you have the state and local advisory team that reports to the state executive council, and that's who runs the Office of Children's Services. I mean, there's just so many layers.
Right.
And not all social services carry CSA. Some of them have CSA completely separate from their Department of Social Services. And Virginia actually is the only state who has CSA. All the other states in America continue to have those budgets split into different silos. This is something Virginia did in a unique approach to get everybody together.
Yeah. Wow, as you describe it, it really is That's why I appreciate you all coming in and just being able to talk about it on a local level of what's available to Spotsylvania residents. And there are a lot of things available.
Mm-hmm. And I also think at the CPMT level with those executives, you have their ear is to the legislation and all the changes that's happening. Mm. And so having that discussion, it then trickles back down to us to where we kind of are able to communicate some of those changes and how it's going to impact the work that we do.
Quick break. We'll wrap this up this morning. Amy, Melanie, and Leah here this morning from Spotsylvania Social Services. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Discover the Rose Gaming Resort.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Amy Swift, Melanie Barrow, and Leah Nelson in this morning from Spotsylvania Social Services. Really good stuff as we have talked about the CSA program and how it works. So, Leah, if I've got questions or want to find out more information on this, who do I get in touch with?
So, I'm going to put myself out there. I am the CSA program administrator for Spotsylvania County. You can reach us. I think I said this earlier in the broadcast. We have our own email address that goes to myself and my team, the Spotsylvania CSA at dss.virginia.gov. I also can be reached at leah.nelson@dss.virginia.gov, or you can call me directly at 540-507-7856. We like when people utilize that the Spotsylvania CSA email because there's multiple eyes on it. So if something were to get buried in my email, then my team is also looking at it. So any of those ways is how you can get a hold of us.
It's great information. It really is. This is good information, not only for yourself, but if you know of other people, or people that you work with or are around, neighbors and things, to be able to offer this and say, have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we would encourage providers who want to be a part of this and aren't yet, maybe, or friends and family or neighbors who know somebody who may need anybody with any questions.
Yeah.
Call.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not the right people to help, then as Leah's example, we'll help you find the right person who is. So
Yeah. It's
kind of like that no wrong door policy. It doesn't matter if you don't know what you need. Just call and let's have a conversation about it.
Yeah, because at least you may be able to direct someone or know exactly what, and what a great feeling that has to be to be able to help someone or to know that they're finally getting the help that they need.
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. And to plug one more time, the need that we have for our parent representative, we also incorporate private provider representatives on our team. So we are in need of one for one of our FAP teams. So if there is a private provider out there that would like to join us in Spotsylvania every other Tuesday, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, if you're looking for a way to get involved with the community or you have some skills in some of these areas and have the time to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
That is great. Again, the address that you gave, the Spotsylvania CSA at dss.virginia.gov.
Yes, that's the Spotsylvania website.
Yeah.
Where a lot of the CSA information can be found. We're actively updating it and making sure that all of the right information is on there. I would also encourage people, if they're curious to learn more about CSA, the CSA website is fantastic. And there's a huge group of people out there across the Commonwealth that support each other. All the different CSA coordinators are supportive of one another as well. And the same with the Office of Children's Services. If we have questions, we get answers that same day. So
Leah Nelson is the CSA Program Administrator of the Children's Services Act. Amy Swift, the Director of Spotsylvania Social Services. Melanie Barrow, Deputy Director. Thank you all. See you soon.
All right, thank you.
Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.